What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine show. I got Dr. Annie in the house. Dr. Annie, how are you doing?
I'm so good, Barry. It's been a classic Tuesday morning that felt like a Monday, and I'm ready to talk about our topic today.
Which is a very interesting topic. Today, we're going to get into inflammation. It's good for us in the sense that without inflammation, we would literally die. But on the flip side, inflammation kind of at the root cause of most disease. So today we want to explore this topic a little bit because it's a little confusing, good inflammation versus bad inflammation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big topic. And we see it all the time and we hear about it all the time. Our body responds to it all the time. And there's interesting theories on it. I mean, I think everyone's vaguely aware of it. But really, the more you dive into sort of, we'll say the negative aspects of inflammation, we really learn that it's root cause in most major diseases in this country. So whether we're looking at Alzheimer's, heart disease, cancers, asthma, you know, the list goes on and on.
Pretty much all the big killers, and then pretty much everything else as well.
Yeah, inflammation is it. Like we hear about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. Most of us are aware of it. To a certain extent, I shouldn't eat sugar, you know.
Right, totally. I was going to say, I feel like inflammation has picked up steam in the media just recently, really over the last, you know, 5 years. If I think back like 10 years ago, I can't really remember hearing that much about inflammation as a root cause type thing. But these days, I feel like it is getting to be more known that we have these inflammation states, these chronic inflammation states that are directly linked and kind of causative of other disease down the pipeline.
Yeah. And I think there's just been a lot of misinformation too. Like, you know, let's take, for example, heart disease, right? We always understood it to be, I'm eating too much fat type of high cholesterol issue. And that, I'm not saying that that is completely not part of the equation, but inflammation is now being understood to be really the root cause behind that. So yeah, I mean, I think everyone's sort of ticking around and turning their head towards inflammation. But I think we should talk about inflammation a little bit, like just in what it does.
Let's kind of get the basics established.
Yeah. So let's talk about acute inflammation. Like you sprain your ankle, right? Or you cut yourself or anything like that. Like then our body goes into an acute inflammation response, which is I like to say it's a response with a purpose, right? It's going in to solve a problem. And the body is really brutal. Like it basically kills off that inflammatory response, that pathogen. It's a chemical attack and it kills it. It either eats it or drowns it. Let's say if we're looking at a pathogen, for example. And then it walls it off, completely blocks it off, repairs the area, and activates the healing response. And then I think the key thing after that is it turns back off again. And that's where, that's one of the key things that differentiates acute inflammation from more chronic inflammation. Because chronic inflammation doesn't turn off, right? The body keeps attacking.
Keeps these attacks going, keeps some of this process going at a lower high level, right? And that leads to the bad stuff. But on the flip side, where inflammation really is a beneficial response is we're very clearly in these acute situations, cut, infection, bacterial, viral agent, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, sprain, acute injury, break, whatever. That's how the body responds to an invasion or massive disruption, right? To kind of curtail the damage, limit it, kind of contain it, and then start the healing process.
Yeah. And I mean, and not just what we think of like a cut, but you know, all the microbes and the allergens and the toxins that we get every day, like we absorb a lot, even if we try to be clean, like we're using healthy skincare and we're eating organic foods and we're trying to limit pathogens and bad stuff, toxins, heavy metals from entering our body, we still get a lot in, but we breathe it. And so the body is consistently looking at all these trillions of molecules and deciding, are they good or are they bad? And what do we do with them? Like it's this huge, massive, insane cataloging system, right? So it's making a decision on how to respond to everything that enters into our body.
It's pretty crazy when you think about it.
It's insane.
You know, I mean, we all know kind of the miracle of the human body or just the amazing complexity of everything that happens, but it's kind of crazy because you can look at almost any biological process that's going on in our body, and if you look at it long enough, it just starts to blow your mind how complex it is and how it operates so flawlessly most of the time, right? Of course, now we have issues and stuff and problems that come up, but pretty complex system, pretty robust system, you're saying, that's constantly screening what we're breathing in, what's going on, what we're digesting, what's absorbing through our skin, pretty much everything to determine, you know, what's actually happening inside of our body in terms of friend or foe type stuff.
Absolutely. You know, we think about, you know, how much, for example, there's new research on how much heavy metals that we can handle as a child, right? And these kind of things, like how much lead exposure is okay? How many, you know, lead fillings can you actually have had and be okay, right? We're just making these guesses on how much the body can actually monitor and destroy and get rid of, right?
Yeah, heavy metals, they stick around. They tend to stick around too.
Yeah, complex, right? And I think one of the interesting theories too right now is that we're, there's a lot of talk that we're too clean. Like the immune system likes dirt. It likes exposure. It likes dirt under the nails. It likes us to be exposed to pathogens. So it can almost exercise itself in a way, right? And so there's theories around, which I actually really like, that we inherited from our ancestors this amazingly robust, courageous, strong immune system. But as we become couch potatoes and we eat the standard American diet or the SAD diet all day long, and we don't expose ourselves, the immune system gets bored and gets looking for something to do.
It kind of gets out of shape, just like anything else.
It gets out of shape.
Use it or lose it. That's like the human condition.
Right. And it overresponds to the fact that we're eating donuts all day long. It's like that donut, that like all that bad stuff in that donut is starting to look like a toxin to me, and I'm going to start attacking it. Right.
It's interesting.
It is interesting, I kind of like it.
I like that theory too.
You know, and like bathing ourselves in hand sanitizer, never getting our hands dirty, and not allowing our kids to play in the dirt and sand and all these things. You know, think of everything that we've protected ourselves with. Also, you know, during this pandemic, we've really overprotected our bodies. Like we need exposure for healthy functioning, inflammatory response, immune response.
I believe it.
So I guess then we go into the topic of like, okay.
So that's kind of inflammation, and we got talked about the acute. So then what's this kind of chronic inflammation state? That's kind of a good lead in. I mean, because kind of what you're describing there is the body starting to respond to all types of different things as potential stressors or dangers, even when they're not necessarily to that same degree as maybe like a pathogen. That's kind of where we start getting into these chronic inflammation states. So let's explore that a little bit. What are these kind of chronic inflammation states?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've talked about, you know, chronic inflammation kind of being behind most major diseases, and it's really when we're out of balance, and maybe we're ingesting too much of a pathogen. For example, a food that we're allergic to.
Maybe that produces an inflammatory response in the body, irritates our gut lining.
Right. Or, you know, in the case of sort of a leaky gut situation, which most people are somewhat familiar with, that being that, you know, the tight junctions in the gut are no longer tight junctions. So we're getting, you know, food molecules, pathogens, bacteria leaking through into our gut, and our body does not recognize that as something that's good for us, which it's not, and it attacks it. So we get this inflammatory response in our gut, which is a lot of people are dealing with this type of situation.
The difference there, to just again to kind of reiterate, is that it's not like it's a one-time thing. It can be something that goes on for years.
Yeah. I mean, think of it as a slow smoldering, ongoing fire.
Right. A slow smoldering process.
Yeah. It's going on all the time. And it's interesting too, because inflammation anywhere in the body, you know, say for example, periodontal disease, right? That can cause that ongoing, your body is always getting that ongoing trigger to respond to that. So it's not always like a persistent food trigger, but often it's a persistent food trigger. And our system is seeing it so much and it can't shut down anymore. And that's the big thing. So the inflammatory response keeps perpetuating itself. And it's very destructive, right? I mean, it destroys tissues, as we talked about with, that's what it's supposed to do, right? So it destroys tissues. But when it's ongoing and it's not shutting off, that's when we really start getting into trouble in our body. So I think the other interesting thing to talk about is we think of free radicals as like a bad thing, right?
Right.
But free radicals are produced when we are in an acute inflammatory response. So if we're not stopping our inflammatory response. So switching now to that chronic inflammation, we're producing free radicals and we're living on the sad American diet and we're not eating antioxidants from a plant source like blueberries, for example. We're not absorbing enough of those. We're unable to fight down that free radical production. So we're getting a real huge increase in free radicals in our body, which is not good for us.
Right. Which it kind of perfect storms the whole thing and kind of keeps it going in cycles, that negative cycle that can be really tough to break out of. Because when you think about it, you know, we're talking about, what do we do about these chronic inflammation states? And one of the things that, you know, you're obviously highlighting here and suggesting is you got to look at your lifestyle clearly as part of an answer to dealing with chronic inflammation. It's probably the most direct way to combat that is through food, through diet, right? Exercise, movement, probably then we'd also kind of cue up like looking at your rest recovery cycles as well.
Yeah, I think really, the first step is definitely food. I mean, food is the best medicine. It is medicine. And it's the first step. But I think really, a lot of people think I've got chronic inflammation. There's so much that can be done when working with a naturopath or a functional medicine doctor to really figure out what's going on. I mean, there can be a lot of overlays. The first thing is to identify really, is this something that's going on in your body, right? And then repairing from chronic inflammation is usually pretty multifactorial. The simplest approach is to start with food. Absolutely. And that's a whole nother conversation that we can get into, how to do that. Because it's not simple, really, because it's actually very complicated. But it's not
you're not going to find the answer in a pill. You're not going to find it in the medicine cabinet.
Well, and the pill answer is way downstream from what's really happening. So when you work with a good naturopath or functional medicine doctor or someone like that, then you're going to be looking upstream at the whole process, right? And that's where you need to start.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, a big part of always answering this kind of question, you know, you're in a chronic inflammation state. Maybe it started to manifest even as some type of, you know, disease state, like is something where you're seeing, maybe metabolic syndromes kicking in, or maybe there's some concerns with heart issue, cholesterol, cardiovascular health, etc. You know, this is absolutely to your point where you want to switch into getting a personalized approach and a personalized plan to really understand what's going on with your unique situation and your unique body. And you're not going to typically find that in a primary, in just your standard MD primary care facility or urgent care, simply because that's not that model. It's not built to do what needs to be done, which is to really get into and do some very specific testing around a variety of different factors that are unique to you and come up with a picture of what's happening with your body. And I mean, to bring up the naturopathic or functional medicine type approach, that is the approach. I mean, that is step one. It would be like, get synced up with like a really great naturopathic doctor or functional med doctor. We're obviously big fans of Sage Med Clinic, Dr. Becky Hopkins. She's also phenomenal. Right? We have a number of different providers that we love.
Yeah.
But that's like step one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to put the immediate fires out.
Yeah.
And then I also think that it's really, really important to address your genetics. And I'm in love with a company called 3x4 Genetics. They're in Seattle here, and they have an amazing genetic profile that they can produce for you that helps you determine, like, do you have a variation somewhere in your DNA that is going to hinder your either breakdown of toxins, your detoxification pathway somewhere along in here? Is there a break that needs to be addressed with a nutraceutical of some type?
How does that work? Is it a mail-in thing? Do you go into a place?
No, you need to work with a provider, and there's a provider list on their website. You need to work with a provider, and it is a mail-in. It's just a cheek swab that you send in, and then you get this really detailed report that you need to go through with, obviously, with your provider to understand it. But it's very cool. I've had it done with myself and for my whole family, because it's really fun to see your whole family tied together and look at the different linkages and variations. And then you can really start like mapping yourself, which I think is high level, but it's just a piece of it. And I think the other piece is you've got to look at your gut, right? Because the gut provides the bulk of your immune system. And if things are good in the gut, it's going to signal that there's safety through your body. And that's huge, right? But if your gut, if you're in dysbiosis of some type, your gut is not working properly for you, then you're going to have a much harder time dampening that inflammation that's in your body.
Yeah, this is where things can get complicated. And to your point, fixing them, right? Because all of it is like, yeah, I have a problem. What's the solution? Okay, cool. I'm going to go see a provider. They're going to help me start to build a plan. We're going to do a bunch of testing. But then as you get into your own personalized approach and plan, you know, you mentioned stuff like nutraceuticals. Those could be specific supplements and food types that you're bringing in that can really help address specific deficiencies that you might have or issues. And, you know, we talked obviously about, you know, food in general, right? Like a cleaning up and elevation of the diet, you know, creating a diet that's based really around whole foods that really, but again, even with a whole food diet, there might be things that are trigger foods with you. Mm-hmm. You know, just because something's a whole food doesn't mean you can handle it, right? Or doesn't mean, and it's not that all processed foods are evil either, but it's finding that right balance, right? Cleaning that up. And then oftentimes there's a movement and exercise component to this that can really help the body as well.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we're fans of movement, as you know, but I mean, it is key. And then let's not forget stress reduction, right? Stress is just showing up over and over again as a huge overstimulator of the inflammatory response and immune system, right? And so we have to put that piece into play, which is probably, we've talked over the years, it's my hardest piece because I'm a very busy person. So I'm like, ooh, 5 minutes of meditation, that seems like a lot, you know, but it's hugely important. We have to switch off what's not right in our body. We need to allow the immune system to trigger down again, right? Because it's over responding to what it's seeing, whether it's getting just overstimulated because we're drinking, smoking, eating bad food, not exercising, stressed to the max, whatever it is, right? It's overstimulated. So we need to allow it to pare down again and go back to its perfect function.
It's possible. It is possible. I mean, that sounds like a pipe dream. It's totally not. We see it every day. And it really just comes down to building the right team and having the right kind of support systems in place to allow you to get there. Here's the thing I've come to realize as I've gotten, you know, into my 40s and have dealt with my own series of health issues. I just have realized I need help. You need help. It's good and it's okay to get help. And what you should be obsessed with is finding the right help for you and your situation. And whether this is for you, your own personal thing, for somebody in your family, spouse, or a child, sibling, friend, I think the biggest message I would put out here on inflammation and any disease state is that there's somebody out there that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. You just got to go find them and be obsessed with, like, I'm not going to stop until we find the right help that's going to figure this out.
Yeah, absolutely. And just always remember that, you know, they're going to start you with elimination of foods, right? Start by cleaning everything up, you know, looking at your genetics, looking at your gut, looking at the elements that they have to give you. It doesn't mean you have to take gallons of supplements. People are always thinking they have to take millions of dollars of supplements every day, but they don't. There might be a few things like fish oil and NAC and maybe some curcumin, you know, some key things, some sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts, but you can't eat enough broccoli sprouts to get. They got some key things that really kind of trigger that into action for you. But, you know, we'll go ahead and say our favorites again. Sage Integrative Medicine Clinic, Seattle Naturopathic Clinic, two fabulous naturopaths here in the Edmonds-Linwood area that we love working with.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. So if you're feeling crappy, take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, obviously if you're dealing with an acute inflammation issue, you know, some type of injury, joint type sprain thing, of course we're here for you. That's our jam. Yeah, absolutely are, you know, we know how to get you out of that state and really facilitate and speed up that healing piece. But if, you know, you find that there's some of these other deeper issues, by all means, you know, bring it up when we're here. We can talk through it and we can absolutely point you in the right direction. You know, we pride ourselves on building a support team for all of our patients. We really look at ourselves as part of an overall solution and have providers that we deeply believe in and trust because of the results they're able to produce for people. So we're here to help point you in those directions. You know, just ask and we're happy to talk through that and provide a recommendation.
Yeah. And also with the 3x4 genetics, if you're interested in that, ask me personally and I'll make sure you get hooked up with a provider because that's just an amazing resource as well.
I'm going to have to get that list because I've been wanting to do some genetic testing. Yeah. And it's because it very insightful and interesting. So thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yenner. Thanks for taking us through this inflammation stuff. Again, if we can help in any ways, we are here for you. We will see you in the clinic. Until then, movement is the best medicine, and we'll catch you on the next show. Bye-bye, everybody.